Make it snappy. We can't waste no more time. The girls is getting wild, so the quicker we expose of this stuff and get out of here, the better it's gonna be.
Chess. That's what I say so too.
Action. That's what we need now, so let's flop to it.
All right, what's on the program then?
Let's finish the auction. Das ist jetzt die Hauptsache. Come on, boys. Let's make a little noise to start the excitement here.
Hooray! Hooray!
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. What's all the hooray for?
Well, I thought you said you wanted us to make some noise here.
Yeah, mit the instruments I wanted. Music noise.
Oh, music noise. I thought you wanted some regular noise. All right, what you want us to play then?
Let's play, did you do it? That's a good one. And then take the same places you said before. All right, aufpassen. Zusammen. Spielt.
Don't forget, Helloy. Anytime you get tired, just call for me, and I'd be glad to give you my assistance.
All right, let's go then. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are about ready to presume the auction where we left off at. And just before we start, I want to say a few remarks so there won't be no hard feelings after it's all over. We will not take anything back that you buy here, and we won't exchange nothing neither. So remember that and judge yourselves in accordion mit. Now the first thing we got up this morning is a kitchen table with 6 good sitting chairs. Genuine bird's eye view table and 6 chairs to match. How much?
Well, I'll start it off with $2.
$2, ladies and gentlemen. Can I hear 4? Can I hear $4? Can I hear 3.5? Don't be afraid, my dear friends. Why, just look at that table and chairs. You could almost see the bird's eyes looking at you. Now, you all know that, how expensive bird's eye view maple wood is. So you also know that you can't make no mistakes buying it. Now, can I hear $4?
You say $4, Emil. Go ahead.
$4.
Ah, there's an open-faced gentleman. All right, now I got $4. Now, can I hear 5? Who says me $5,
$5 there, fella.
Sold to the gentleman for $5. By George, I mean business today.
Gee, Bess, he's almost giving the stuff away, you know what?
Oh, he's getting excited again.
All right, thank you, mister. Now, my dear people, I'm going to offer you a wonderful piece of merchandise. This is something that we have had in our hands for the last 25 years. When I tell you it's still good for 25 years more, I offer you now that genuine mahogany cook stove. Step to one side, Mr. Klutz, please, so the people can see which is the stove. That's the idea. Here you are, ladies and gentlemen. A genuine mahogany cook stove. How much?
By golly, they ain't gonna get this for nothing. This thing kept me warm many's the time. So I ain't gonna leave loose of this, so easy.
How much we fear? Make your own price, and I'll tell you if it's all right. 75 cents.
Oh, for goodness gracious, mercy's sakes. Now, who said that? By chimney, I can lick the guy who said that. 75 cents. Why, one leg on that stove's worth 75 cents alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, There's a stove that burns anything. Max Nick's house, whether it's wood, coal, corn cobs, if there is such a thing yet, anything. There isn't nothing that stove won't burn. When it's a stove that you can depend upon. All you have to do with that stove is put something in it to burn, open the fluses, light a match to it, and then leave it alone. Why, that little stove has kept 6 people warm for 15 years anyhow. And if it wasn't for the fact that we are moving to warmer climates where we don't need no stove, why, you wouldn't even get a chance to bid on it. Now, how much am I offered?
$1.
By charge, the people must be broke.
Well, by golly, if they ain't broke, Emil, they'll sure bend out of shape. Cheap, this, I never heard of such a prices.
Now I tell you what I'm gonna do. Seeing as how you don't realize the value of this stove, I'm gonna throw in a bucket full of Kentucky Mountain coal. There's some coal, my dear people, that burns like oil. And I'm gonna throw that in mid the stove for nothing. Now, how much can I hear? How much we fear?
$1.10.
By George, you got me sweating now.
I wonder which handkerchief he's gonna use now. The red one? Nope. Emil, it's the white one. And that means for us to start. Come on. Now I tell you what lets me and you do. I make one bid, and then you go higher. And we'll keep going up until somebody else comes in. Come on, Emil. I bid $5.
$10.
Oh, now it's commencing to listen like cash money. Well, I hear $10. Is that all?
$15.
Somebody just said 15. Can I hear anybody else? 15 once, 15 twice. I'll bid 18.
Ah, now I got somebody started. Make it 20.
$20 has been offered. Can I hear 21? Can I hear somebody say 21? Don't forget, there's a bucket full of Kentucky Mountain coal thrown in mid the stove for nothing. Can I hear 21?
21.
That's enough now, Weasel. He's got the red handkerchief out.
Make it 25.
21, is there anybody else?
Chess, 25.
Keep still, you darn fool. Can't you see the red handkerchief?
Are you all done? 21 once. Hey, there's a gentleman off at 25. He's not no gentleman, because he can't see red when it's hanging in front of him. Does anybody else want a bid now on this wonderful old stove? 21 once.
23, I make it then. $23.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Never you mind my business. I know what I'm doing. $23.
All right, all right. $23. Can I hear $23.05? Can I hear $23.05? Just you wait till this auction is over, young man. Can
oh,
I hear the 5 cents?
Hell, Louis mad now, Weasley. He's mad.
Well, gee whiz, he's been giving everything else away. So here's our chance to make some money.
Oh, you. That stove only cost us $10 when we bought it. So you should have kept still when he said $21.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you all to look at that stove for about 5 minutes while I speak with a beetle in the bush here. All right, you come here. I wish words with you.
Well, cheap this. I didn't know.
I don't care what it is.